will say, "Are you crying because of me? By Allah, I am only commanded. Or are you crying because of your deceased? By Allah, they have no choice. And no one will die except at his time, not one single second less, and not one single penny less of their provisions and sustenance. And I'll be back over and over and over again till none of you will be alive on the face of the earth." They say, if you can hear the angel of death, you will cry over yourself and forget about your deceased. So understand the similarities quickly between life and death. Is when you come to this life, somebody will make a noise because you come and they're happy. And when you leave this life, somebody will make a noise, they're saddened for your departure. And when you come to this life, a nurse will give you a shower. As you leave this life, you will be given a shower. And when you come to this life, after your shower, you will be covered with a blanket. And when you leave this life, after your shower, you will be shrouded. And when you come to this life, you will be given a birth certificate. And as you leave this life, you will be given a death certificate. Between them, you collect certificates. The most important certificate you will not see is your death certificate. But more important than that is the certificate that you will be granted heaven or hell, which is La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. So live and die by that, at least, if the only thing that you can keep and hold on to is that. Because on Judgment Day, you will be asked, what would you give or give up in order for you to stay away from the hellfire and be granted Jannah, paradise? You will say, I will ransom anything. I will give up anything. I will give away anything. God Almighty, and it will be said unto you, we have asked of you less than that. Just to say there's only one God, and you refused. So my brothers and sisters, the only thing you want to hold on is holding on to that ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And life is like a train, my brothers and sisters. People come in and go out. On every stop, people come in and go out. Just like your life, people will come in and leave. Some people will leave something with you that you will never forget. And some people, no matter how long they stay with you on the train, you want to forget. However, this is somebody's brother, somebody's son, somebody's mother, somebody's father, and so on and so forth. Remember the time, my brothers and sisters, when you came to this life, if you can hear anything, it will be your heart's mother, your mother's heart. And the first thing you will see is her smile. The first hand that touched you was her hand that raised you, bathed you, fed you, clothed you, devoted her life to raise you. Same as your father, that forehead that dripped the sweat to put the roof over your head, clothes on your back, food on the table. So the method is, if you have a father or a mother that is alive right now, you want to make sure to kiss your hand's mother every time they wake up and every time before they go to sleep. So that's the hand that raised you. And every time you have a father that is alive, you kiss their forehead every time in the morning and every time they go to sleep. Because one narration according to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma says, if your parents go to sleep and they're happy with you, if you die that night, one or two gates are open for you in Jannah, paradise. But if your parents go to sleep angry because of you, if you die that night, one or two gates of hellfire are waiting for you. So take advantage of it. And you will see that ages vary. 74, 79, 33. And we have even a week or a day. So no one is guaranteed anything. That's what this method is. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created you from weakness. Then you became strong. Then you go back to weakness. And that's the cycle of life. And some of you will be living long. Some of you will be short. And that's exactly what this test is all about. We don't know. So what do you have to do? You just have to be prepared for this. No matter how long you go, no matter how short you go. What does that mean? I'm going to live my life from now on that this day is the only day that I have. Because the past is past and you can never buy back the past. And you cannot guarantee the future, so all you have is what you have now. So anything that you do from now on, I want you to listen to some of the Sahaba. You say, wallahi, I have not taken a step or reached with my hand or looked at anything or heard anything or said anything except that I asked myself, is this will please Allah or displease Allah? Will this bring me closer to heaven and away from the hellfire? Or is this halal or haram, lawful or unlawful? If it is, I will take it. If not, I will stay away. That's your mission and stick, my brothers and sisters, because of time. That's all I'm going to ask you to do. I want you to think that this is going to be your last blink. Last thing you hear is this, and the last pulse of your heart. And if you're going to put your head on the table, on that pillow tonight,
I want you to think that I'm not going to be able to raise it back up again. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you that we are going to you, giving you death through your sleep. And those who wake up, it's a grant. It's another life. It's another lease on life. And that's the reason when you wake up in the morning, you will say, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Praise unto you unto Allah, the one that gave us life after death. And that's why he told you, in the light and the day, in the night and the day, there are signs for those who ponder and reflect. So as you prepare your bed tonight, I want you to prepare your grave. As you control the temperature of your bedroom tonight, I want you to control the temperature of your grave. Accordingly, how you live is you will die. And how you die, you will be resurrected. So make sure that you live according to La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Otherwise, you will not die on it. And if you don't die on it, you will not be resurrected on it. My brothers and sisters, when somebody dies, what do you care about? When somebody dies, the only thing you will say is what? What do you say after somebody dies? You will say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Not how much money he made, how many PhDs he has, or how good looking he was, or what kind of driving car was he in, or what, how big of a house. Wallahi, you will say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That's the only thing you will say after everybody dies. We come from Allah, and unto Him we're going to resurrect. And that's why Al-Hasan al-Basri, which I'll finish with inshaAllah, he said, do you know what he just said? He translated the meaning. He says, that's not what I mean. He says, if you know that you're created, then you must know that you will die. And if you know for sure that you will die, then you better know that you will be buried. And if you know for sure that you will be buried, then you better know that you will be resurrected. And if you know for sure that you will be resurrected, then you better know that you will stand in front of Allah. And if you know for sure that you will stand in front of God Almighty, then you better know that you will be asked questions. And if you know for sure that you will be asked questions, then you better prepare the answer for the questions. And that's another lecture. Then you better do your homework. What are the questions? And what are the answers? And you'll find out the questions you were given in the womb of your mother. The answers you were given on a daily basis. And that's your homework. You have to find out what it is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last words to be La ilaha illallah. Our last actions and deeds to be the best of actions and deeds. And the best days of our lives, the days that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon brother Uthman and sister Najat and sister Najma. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make their grave a piece of heaven, not a piece of hell. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to expand their graves as far as their eyesight can see and don't collapse the ribs in them. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the gates in their grave to be able to see their place in Jannah, not the place in the hellfire. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them the ability to be answered the three questions in their grave, which is, who is your Lord, what is your way of life, and who is your Prophet? And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect them on pulpits of light with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allow him to intercede for them and grant them the highest level of firdaus al-a'la with no accountability. Ameen. Wa akhdaw alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallam alayhi wa sahbihi wa tareem.